Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I do think I would be a good actress because, like, in that moment, I'm like, where's my dad?
Where the hell's my dad?
I literally, like, method that so hard, that song. And any other song, really, I can put myself in their shoes.
Well, yeah, because how often day to day do you think, I'm way too small to be here alone?
Yeah, that's every other thought.
When I'm in a parking garage, I can't find my car. I'm on my hands and knees, fists on the ground. Where's my dad?
I'm all alone.
Can a car get towed from a parking garage?
Yes, it can.
No, it can. There's an 8-foot limit.
What?
When you drive in.
There's got to be tow trucks for that specifically.
No, there's not. There's just one really strong man. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
Every time I drive past the Beverly Center, I think of you losing your car in that parking lot and having to sleep over at my house because you just couldn't find it.
I was crying.
I know.
Yeah, I was crying.
Aw, that was sweet.
Yeah, it was special. I had tweeted, I said, feeling super vulnerable right now. Does anyone have any hacks to finding your car in a parking garage? Mm-hmm. By the way, found it.
The next day,
I went back and I swallowed my pride and I asked a man on a golf cart if he wouldn't mind driving every floor.
Uh-huh.
Like a maze. And he starts on the first floor, which is where my car was. I was like, oh, hey, dude, parking garage is upstairs. He goes, oh, no, it starts here. I go,
where's my car on the first floor?
The battery died in my key clicker thing, so I can't use the horn.
Ooh, that's good.
To find it from a distance.
That's very good. Let's just play it. Stop beating around the bush. Let's play the damn thing.
Where's my dad?
I'm all alone.
Okay, I have the clip if we want to pull up. But I can't. Brooke and I both separately can't get this little clip out of our head. There's this little star, and he's got a puppet.
And Connor, might I just applaud you for your interest in musical theater?
Okay, well. I got this thing with animated films about the ocean. And other than that, I fucking hate movies.
Me too.
Let's preface the preface.
Can we?
Yeah. We
just want to say that we have never been in more solidarity.
With both the actors and the writers and every 100%. Other staff behind the scenes until they get paid.
100%. So
appropriately.
Yeah. So there might be some topics that we are not discussing today. And that is just because we are in solidarity right now.
It's not because we're not relevant
mm-hmm.
and growing day to day.
And it's not because we don't have information. We have so much information.
And now you're thinking, oh, do they just have nothing to say? No, we've got a lot to say. In fact, we have a whole hour today that you'll hear us say stuff.
But we're choosing not to say some things because?
Solidarity.
All right. It's back to you.
So there's this little man, and he's got this puppet. And this puppet is the most haunting image of Nemo made out of one pixel. And he's been given the role of Nemo in what I assume must be a local theater rendition of a movie.
Yeah.
And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the clip. If you're just listening, enjoy. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I would start some sort of campaign to get this on Broadway because I think it's already Broadway worthy. It already has the seeds, or at least off Broadway.
I got to see this in person.
Yeah.
I got to get my eyes on this little star.
It needs to be accessible, or at least have him in a touring group.
Yeah.
Or You remember Ratatouille, the musical from TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Guess what? Your mind's actually going to explode at this.
What are you going to
tell
me?
Guess who the main guy in Ratatouille, the musical was? Andrew Barth Feldman.
He looks like him. They look the same.
What was his name? Luigi?
That he looks like a little mouse chef.
No. He was the guy, the person, the human.
Oh, he was the human.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, they look alike as well.
Okay.
So there is a musical for this. Okay. Well, we need to play the clip. Let's play this clip. This guy needs...
Let's do one not singing along and then one singing along.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I'm too small to be here on my own. I swam away.
Yes.
He is...
I got mad.
Up here.
Oh my God. You don't have chills right now? I hope no one was driving when they heard that.
It's so good.
May you rest.
And I hope and pray, and I think it will. I hope that pitch and that voice transfers to when he goes through puberty.
Oh, Brooke, don't wish evil upon others.
No, I'm wishing good. I'm hoping that it stays.
Me too. I mean,
because you just don't know.
What is this?
I don't know. Okay, but I need to do one singing along. I was itching during.
Okay,
that.
Well, I'm sure it'll play here.
Okay. You're gonna take this with me as a duet.
Yeah, I know.
Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I'm too small to be here on my own. I swam away because I got mad.
Very good, Connor.
I'm.
No, me neither. Let's leave that to the experts.
Yes.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Do we have his name?
God, I'm
Do we have
sweating.
Any information?
BCCT presents.
Let's figure out what BCCT is so we can show up.
Oh, BCCT.org.
Okay.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
BCCT is Brick Community Children's Theater in Brick, New Jersey.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that's
looks like we're going to.
Because I'm going to Philadelphia next week, which is close to New Jersey, bordering, actually. What are the dates? August 4th. I'll be there. I will be there.
Fuck.
Do you want to come? You can stay with me.
I can't. I have my show that week.
Oh, shoot. Could you cancel?
I might. I wonder.
Because it's for a limited time only.
Yeah,
it's only the 4th, 5th, and 6th.
It's just not going to happen for me. That's a shame. But I wonder if we could... I wonder if we could drum up enough demand for the BCC to hit the road, to take the road.
I think they should hit the road. This kid, mark our words.
Star.
Star in the making.
You're going to be a star, kid.
He at least is going to be something for a bit of time. Like
a king.
Like at least, he'll at least have the like corn kid. Like what happened to the corn kid where he was just like a viral sensation for a bit of time. I wish at least that for him. You didn't like the corn song.
Where is he now? Where is Corn Kid now?
I don't know, Connor.
No, I wish more for
what
this
is that
kid.
What was the corn thing anyway? It's
I like corn. I like corn.
Oh, it's corn.
It's really good. Don't get that back. Don't bring it back.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying.
I mean, because it sucks for me because as a corn file, it was hard for me to watch it be taken in such a crazy direction, commodifying corn.
Well, here's
for
what,
the masses. And
here's
it's just
what I'll
like,
say. That jingle was good at first, and then it just got used way too much.
Yeah.
Do you think that could happen to Where's My Dad? Like, could you ever get sick of Where's My Dad?
Yeah.
So then I think you need to take precautions so that doesn't happen.
Well, luckily I'm not on TikTok like crazy right now, so I'm only getting it when I seek it out, and I have the video saved on my phone.
Mm-hmm. How many times a day do you play it?
It's 3, probably.
That would be a good... Is there a way to... like extract a sound from a video and make it your alarm clock?
Yeah.
Okay, figure that out for me.
That's how you make yourself sick on a song though.
But that's the only way I'd get out of bed. If it was Where's My Dad compelling me to wake up.
Okay.
Or you could make your alarm the corn song so you would want to turn it off so badly
that's what
that you
I
would
think.
Wake up.
'Cause I think I would roll over and go into a world of my own kind of if Where's My Dad was playing. Oh, you did that.
Mm. Speaking of TikTok and ASMR, this is actually a great segue.
I know
you haven't been on TikTok a lot, but have you seen the girl?
Well, let me tell you why I haven't been on TikTok.
Okay, tell me.
Because it's summer. Obviously, it's primetime summer. My TikToks they are on vacation in Flop City, USA, and they're enjoying their time there.
I'm not on TikTok as a creator. I'm on TikTok as a consumer and a user.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I should switch. Yeah. I should reframe.
I encourage you to consume content because maybe that would inspire you. So, speaking of inspiring content,
personal attack.
There's this woman, and it's a mukbang situation where she has a plate of, we'll start with the cottage cheese, and then onto the cottage cheese it goes mustard. Okay, and that becomes a dip, a one-hit wonder dip. Okay, then we have a huge like chicken sausage. Okay. And then just like tons of fruits and veggies, hearts of palm, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, an apple, radishes. Check this out because it is simultaneously so vile and also so intoxicating. Like I could not look away.
I'm going to hold my questions till after
the
video.
Okay.
Okay.
Today is a chicken sausage with mustard. Whole hot. A raw Brussels sprout with mustard. Pickled okra with some mustard.
Okay.
Radish.
She's in her car with this too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I like radishes.
Your favorite thing in the world, hearts of palm with mustard. Raw broccoli.
That's good too. I love raw broccoli.
I know you do.
Raw asparagus with mustard.
That's
like just when you think she's done.
Gross.
Wait till the fruit.
With no mustard.
Dragon fruit, no mustard right now.
All right, I have questions.
White sweet potato.
Oh, and a Japanese.
That
white
looks
potato.
Good. Is it raw? Mustard.
I think that's cooked.
Okay.
No mustard.
Watermelon candy electrolytes.
Uh huh. We always do the electrolytes.
I went today to try to find other brands of hearts of palm fruit.
Because did she know the water bottle wasn't going anywhere?
She's very just like.
Girl, that's your water bottle.
She's
They're
very
not coming back for it.
With
you
her
can enjoy it.
Drinking and eating. The crunch of the sausage is something that I dread and look forward to at the same time. It's so interesting.
Now that crunch.
And it squirts too.
That's what I was saying. You really have to be careful when you're crunching into that first bite of because there's buildup.
Uh-huh.
And it's hot, hot searing liquid. And you don't know where it's gonna go.
Uh-huh.
You can't aim it.
Totally.
That crunch?
Totally.
More behind that crunch. Okay. So there she is
about
with her crunch.
The food mixture.
I have so many questions because I thought I kind of was understanding the vibe. So she doesn't cook, and I get that because I know like a lot of times when you boil.
Cooks the sausage.
The sausage is cooked, which is good because if she would have started with a raw sausage, we could have stopped the video.
Right.
But so she is not cooking anything else, so I'm thinking that she is one of those people that subscribes to the notion, which is true, kind of, that you lose you forgo a lot of nutrients when you boil the broccoli.
I think this girl's obsessed with nutrients right now.
So she's loving her nutrients.
That makes sense.
Loving the nooch.
Yeah. But I just want to say, like, if I had this plate, I would be, like, doubled over.
Yeah.
With, like, the worst gas cramps. Oh.
I'm saying there's no
Ever.
Way she's pooping today.
Oh, I think she might be pooping too much today.
No, I think that those things make it really, really hard to digest. When I watch her eat a raw Brussels sprout, you saw me that one day when I ate all those carrots.
Oh, that was a hard thing to see.
I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. I just have never had the problem of like not being able to get stuff out. It's just, it's coming out too much.
I encourage you to eat an entire bag of baby carrots. It puts the fear of actually God, and you can't even accept your death because it's like, no, there's a knife inside you there's something inside you cutting its way out.
No, I know. That's the closest I've ever been to having to take one of my friends to the hospital when you ate that bag of carrots.
I had to lay down in an outdoor mall.
Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was horrible. It was a bad experience for me. Okay. So she is... What is the purpose behind her doing this?
I think just health reasons.
What's the purpose behind her packaging it and taking it on the go in her car? I get eating in the car. I totally do. But I also get sometimes when I have a meal with a medley of what is that word? Accoutrements. Then I know that that radish is ending up under my car seat, and then I'm not. That radish is going to be found by my ancestors millions of years because I won't get that radish out from under my seat.
It does seem like she plated it inside and then took it to her car. I think she has kids, so maybe she didn't need a quiet space to film. I don't know. That's my best guess.
Well, maybe this isn't that crazy. It's just not for us.
Oh, I think it, I just can't stop watching them. I can't stop watching the crunch of the sausage and the squirt of the sausage and then just everything else, the way it's dipped. Because she usually, like, and here she just used the mustard really primarily. Usually it's huge dollop of cottage cheese as well as the mustard, which I'm just like, I don't like either of those things, and yet I want them, and I'm disgusted at the same time. I guess that's what's getting me. It's the two emotions conflicted with each other, and yet they have come together as one.
There's two wolves
disgust
inside you.
Disgust and want at the same time. What would you call that?
Disgust and want, like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, these videos are my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, Connor.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let's watch the crunch of the sausage one more time.
Mustard.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it sounds like she's biting
an apple.
She's biting through a log.
Uh-huh.
Or an apple, yeah.
Yeah, and that one wasn't as wet as the other ones.
Can we see what her whole thing is? What's her deal? What are people saying about Tiffany McGee? It's always the crunch of the sausage for me.
For me too.
Does it taste different if you don't say with mustard? I haven't seen you in 2 days because of the freaking... Oh, okay.
This is an old one.
I mean,
someone's actually mad about the Titan sub getting in the way of watching this content. Someone's actually furious. Yeah, totally.
I mean, I don't.
You want to see another one of her videos?
Sure. I don't hate her thing. I think it's.
No, I don't either. It seems like
a plate of food that would be out at like a 4th of July party. I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah, I also do wonder about like the, I don't know, I just never think of eating fruit with meat, really. Like I wouldn't do a sausage, let's say this, for example, wouldn't do sausage, broccoli, and a banana, okay? That wouldn't come to my mind.
That's
right away.
This is out of left field.
Okay.
This selection.
Let's see.
And dinner today, I have a chicken apple sausage with mustard.
Okay, that was a good
and cottage cheese. Oh, that was a bad one.
Her eyes rolled back in her head.
Mm-hmm. Okra with mustard and cottage cheese.
That's crazy.
You know what it is, Connor? Mm. I'll tell you in a second, Connor.
She's in a different car.
Her eyes are rolling back.
Mustard and some cottage cheese. Get on there. A radish with some mustard.
This is like Liver King for girls.
Mustard. Yeah, I guess. The banana's touching the mustard.
And the cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's fine. But to touch the mustard is beyond. You know what I think it is? I think she has the magic chew, which is something that my mom has, where it's like anything that she eats, even if I don't like it, the way she's chewing makes it look so good. And then I'll take something from my mom because she's magic chewing and I'll hate it. And it's not the same. But then she takes it back and I'm like, damn, that looks great.
Yeah. It's kind of like I would never make myself a peanut butter and jelly, but when my mom's making one.
Mm-hmm.
Which hasn't happened in 10 years. I don't know why that was the example. But when she makes it, it tastes so good. Same with like a quesadilla.
Yeah, but I guess for me, it's like I don't like these foods, but I like watching her eat them.
She's got the magic
crumb. They make me want to eat them.
Yeah.
I know if I tried to eat them, I would feel sickly.
Well, her chewing isn't grossing me out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
I wonder
why. That's the magic.
That's the magic chew for you. It's just like baseline, like not being disgusted.
Yeah. Well, let's see her eat this banana. Because this might gross me out.
No mustard or cottage cheese?
No mustard. Oh. Can she get a different...
brown. I don't remember what this is called.
What is that?
That's a fig.
Yummy. This is a date roll.
That's a piece of poop.
Cottage cheese. That's
a piece... That's shit from a butt.
That's what your shit from a butt looks like? That did not look like poop.
Let's see her swallow this water bottle whole.
Little water bottle with watermelon candy. Electrolytes.
That was very mild.
She's learning. Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Something to think about. I'm kind of excited to get my veggie on later.
Oh, what's she doing here? Oh, how to assemble. Do you want to learn?
No.
Okay.
I see it. She just puts it on a plate.
Yeah.
I've seen a charcuterie board.
It's not a charcuterie board.
I mean, anything can be a charcuterie board. Did you know charcuterie board? Hank just told me this. It's just meats. That's like where it got the name. Charcuterie board. So everyone's kind of taken it and ran with it.
What does meat have to do with charcuterie?
Or maybe it's just cheese. It started as just
maybe
something.
Like char. Like you char.
Cheese and charcuterie board. What does charcuterie mean? For using salt to cure meat. Yeah. Dates back to the Roman Empire. Using all portions of the animal to reduce waste while adding salt and herbs and spices resulted in a truly delicious, perfectly preserved product. This term charcuterie comes from two French words, chair, which means flesh. Well, no, it means sitting down in my chair. I love to sit. And cute, which means cooked. So it means cooked flesh. So it's meat.
Oh, that makes me want it a lot. Now that you put it in the cooked flesh term.
Yeah, cooked flesh.
Yeah. That makes me hungry.
From the French word chair, which means flesh, I'm uncomfortable in my leather chair right now.
Because of the flesh relation?
Yeah. Is it
I don't
Kelly
know.
Clarkson
Is the Kelly
collection?
Clarkson Wayfair collection vegan?
No, it's made out of animals that Kelly kills flesh. Herself.
It's giving flesh. Giving flesh. Okay, we need to do the housekeeping things. We got
Oh, shoot.
We got
Whoa, oh my God, crap.
No, that can't be right. We have not
hey
been
guys.
Going for 22 minutes.
Hey, guys.
We didn't go for 22 minutes on charcuterie.
Well, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. I hope everyone's having an awesome Thursday. I hope everyone enjoyed the past 22 minutes and 24 seconds of us forgetting that we had a podcast and to welcome you back. It's like you guys walked in our home and we were already chatting and we weren't going to stop to say hi to you until we finished our conversation, which makes sense. It's like we're... So anyways, welcome back and... We have some housekeeping stuff. Brooke, do you want to take the
sure.
baton?
Yeah, I'd love to. And might I just say, very good intro. You're getting really good at that.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome.
So here's the housekeeping as follows. Keep subscribing to the new channel. We have really exciting content coming soon. And as a little treat for you guys, we're going to show you a little bit of a promo for that exciting content. It's our first video. And this is something we filmed... Was it a year ago?
About.
Almost
yeah.
a year ago, which is really exciting because, you know, it's fun to be young. And yeah, this is Brooke and Connor Make a Pizza. And let's roll the clip.
Hey guys, welcome back to BNC Make a Pee, except for the pee today is a pizza.
What are you thinking about when you're spanking the dough?
What do you think?
Do we need to scrub in or anything? I'm gonna scrub in.
Yeah, I swam with beluga whales. This felt like the top of the beluga whale's head.
Connor got like some dainty hands.
Okay,
I just told you don't put it on here. Now you gotta do it all over.
Shit, I'm good.
That's
sorry I made
start.
That little squeal. That.
Whoa, okay.
Did you just touch the oven? Yeah. Deep? No, first
thing. Deeper! First, oh, it's pretty warm, Vito.
Yeah, it's an oven. We don't know who the judges are.
Uh-oh.
Welcome. Big bite of broccoli.
Oh, in a bad way?
Mm-hmm. This is really spicy.
Yeah.
The Brooke and Connor Make a Pizza Champion Award officially goes to...
Wow.
Poor Connor thinks his pizza's good.
Oh, you'll have to wait and see.
You'll have to wait and see, but can I say that about the trophy, is he? Okay, well, this trophy we've had back there, that's been a little Easter egg to our pizza video. One of us won that trophy, and it's up to you to figure it out who won by subscribing to our channel right now. Right now. And
right
then
now.
Right now.
Stop what you're doing.
And then you'll be able to see Brooke and Connor Make a Pizza the second that that's released. Very
that's,
soon.
YouTube.
Very soon.
.com.
100%.
/@ What is that called? BNCMAP. What is the at symbol called?
At.
The at symbol?
At. At. And so we will be posting a lot of different kinds of content. So as well as our usual podcast episodes. And we'll also be doing giveaways on the channel. So
yeah.
Keep an eye out for that. Really exciting stuff. Go ahead and subscribe. cannot stress that enough.
No.
You'll be
glad you did.
Pleasantly pleasanted.
I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. We guarantee it.
Yep.
So hop on over there. And if you have any ideas, anything you want us to do, anything other people do that we could do better, because anything other people are doing, Brooke Does in Heels.
100%. Say it louder.
Anything other people are doing, Brooke Does in Heels.
About that.
One heel in front of the other one's on my goddamn neck.
Anything a man can do, a woman is doing in heels.
That's right. 100%. So you can see us in our heels on youtube.com/@BNCMAP. And I'm so stoked on that.
Me too.
It's going to be really interesting. If you want to see us do anything, like I said, just like get engaged and drop a comment.
To each other?
Get engaged with our content.
I thought you were asking if you, never mind.
Get engaged in the sense of ROI.
I thought you were suggesting we do that for a video.
I would love to, Brooke and I would love to come to officiate a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
First,
that would be fun.
Brooke and Connor make a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That's basically all the stuff.
I'm super excited for that.
We also have like an exciting thing coming out pretty soon too that I'm excited about. No, maybe something.
Oh, yeah. Connor's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
don't hear that often, do we? Don't hear that one very often.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was honestly probably one of the best weekends I've had in a very, very long time.
Connor, that's awesome.
It was activity filled, which I love. I love to have activities, something mm-hmm. to go do. Friday, I did some stuff. I saw Jack Martin on Friday. We caught up.
Oh, how's Jack?
He's great. It was awesome. We hadn't really had an in-person conversation in like a long time. So we had a lot of catching up to do. That was
great.
That's
good. He still hasn't gotten his seed from me.
He told me that.
He said,
I didn't realize it would be such a national affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, well, the people need...
Whose fault is that?
The people now know that you have a need for seed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Also, can I ask why every boy on my TV looks like Jack Martin nowadays?
Brooke, it's so important that we address the elephant in the room. Why does every celebrity look like Jack Martin?
Good question. I do not have an answer. All I know is that it is an epidemic or a pandemic. What's the difference?
Both.
It's both. Very cool.
It's ground fucking zero.
Mm-hmm.
There is something. He's like the
unprecedented.
He's like Mattress Firm.
Uh-huh.
Why are there so many on every street corner? Why are there so many Jack Martins everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
No, I'd love Jack.
Wouldn't dream of it.
No.
There he is in all his glory. That picture below, that picture on the left.
Oh.
We went to a workout class together, and there was a guy with a camera. So Jack Martin and I go to Santa Monica to this workout class, and there's a floater with a camera. Jack gets this photo. And
I am
cropped out of this photo in the back, throwing out behind a trash can on the beach.
Yeah.
They gave me the class for free because I spent half of it behind the trash can vomiting.
Uh-huh. That was a hard day for everyone except for Jack.
The guy got it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I left. I just headed up and I got a Aussie bowl because that's kind of like doing a full workout.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, you do CrossFit? I had a bowl of I had a smoothie bowl.
Mm-hmm.
100%. That was your workout. Anyways, then I saw Jack, did some other stuff, mm-hmm. and then I had country night on Friday night, which was a blast. It's this, there's really no, in LA, there's no country bars, especially like West Side. There's nowhere that I can go.
There is one. Remind me to tell you later. I don't know the name of it.
Okay, we'll look
head.
Into that. But
okay.
There's really none where you can go. Wear your boots. You can't boots scoot and boogie. Mm-hmm. There's no Luke Combs. There's Taylor Swift everywhere.
Right.
That's the epidemic. Jack Martin and Taylor Swift. And so my friends have started this thing where they do events at different bars where they have a DJ come out and they alternate mixes with popular like country music, old stuff, Brad Paisley. And everyone's dressing up and coming out and having fun. And it was a blast. We line danced, which is just always
That's
fun.
Amazing. What's the difference between line dancing and square dancing?
Same.
It's okay. Because I used to square dance.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to bust a move together pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Brooke and Connor do line dancing.
Brooke and Connor.
You know I have a pair of cowgirl boots.
I know.
Make that two.
I have two as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gary needs a new pair of shoes.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, Connor, you should go to the Cowboy Palace Saloon.
Oh.
Where is that located?
Oh, we found a country bar in... Petaluma.
Ooh, how far away is Petaluma?
Time for me to hit the road so I can go drink a couple Bud Lights in Cowboy Palace Saloon. Okay, so there is a severe lack of country music bars. So They put on this event where they play country music and stuff, and everyone comes out and drinks milk and dances, and it's
Why
a blast.
Because
it's just something country about a big glass, a big gallon jug of milk.
Oh, I had no idea.
So I took a big couple gulps. You know what? I like milk, and I'm proud. I like dairy, and I'm proud.
Was it house milk?
What do you mean by house milk? House
like
milk.
The house milk. Like the house red. Like if you go to a coffee shop and you get the house milk, it's like just like whole milk.
Yeah, I'll have a tall glass of your finest
house milk.
I'll have. Do you have any milk on tap?
No, you I'm do? Really serious. If you go to a coffee shop and just ask for the house milk, they'll just give you the house milk.
Is it dairy or is it just whatever?
Yeah,
that's
going to be a dairy option. I was asking, is it the real cow milk?
Interesting. That's I'm going to try it today.
Do it.
I'm going to order my cortado without the house.
Milk on the house.
Okay, that's great.
It won't be on the house. It will be the house milk.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Let us know how it goes next
time. Yeah, I will. You know I will.
Yeah.
So I had some milk, and then Saturday, I lounged. I watched 3 hours of TV in the morning.
Ooh.
It was great. I watched some cartoons. And then went down and I went to the Orange County Fair, the OC Fair, which was awesome. There's rides. We went on rides. We get to the OC Fair. It's a classic fair. And you go in, and I looked at my friends I went with, and I was like, are you guys like so excited to be at the fair? And they were like, yeah, I'm giddy. And then a listener of BNC MAP, Ahmad, I think his name was, goes, hey man, like I listened to the podcast, like, and he was like, are you excited? Because I was like grinning ear to ear, and I was like, yeah, I'm really excited. So we went on some rides, and then I went and saw Midland, another country band. So I think a really country music. And I think there was like this crazy split of people. Like there were so many people in LA went to the Morgan Wallen concert, and then so many people went to Midland. Because I ran into a bunch of people going to Midland.
Interesting.
It's just like a country music weekend. And I had such a blast.
I love it, Connor.
And then people may or may not have seen, I went on some rides and I filmed and I posted a TikTok. Really, anything goes at the fair.
Totally.
You know, and we can roll the clip of me on one of my favorite all-time
That's Cousin Logan,
this
by the
cousin
way.
Logan. One of my favorite all-time rides, the Zipper.
I'm on tonight, but my hips don't lie, you know, y'all?
I couldn't stop saying that.
The movie's starting.
Yeah.
What's the Zipper look like from the outside? I'm trying to picture what you're in.
They didn't lock me in. Yeah, exactly.
I wish I knew which ride this was.
We can pull up a picture of the Zipper.
Yeah.
It's that one. It's just, it looks like a Zipper.
Oh, okay. It's the one that looks like a Zipper.
You know, and it's pretty crazy that we, as a nation, just look at a carny with a tattoo of a lizard on their neck and go, yeah, I'll get on this ride. Mm-hmm. Why are you holding a screwdriver, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this man did not buckle me in.
Yeah.
I have a bruise.
Aww.
From that ride.
But it looks like you had a blast.
I had.
You cannot put a price
so
on that.
So much damn fun. And then I hit Abduction Zone next.
Oh, let's see Abduction Zone.
The Abduction Zone is basically a flying saucer, which is a pertinent shape for today because of what we'll talk about after we do weekend check-in.
Oh, I'd be hurling.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah.
It spins in a circle so fast that the centrifugal force pushes you up.
The what?
Flat, the centrifugal.
Is that different than centripetal?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
It's completely different. Different force altogether. So they play awesome music here, so it was hard for me not to groove. But it started spinning, and we can just look at it. Oh, yeah. So it's fully spinning in this clip. And
wow, but that's not stopping you.
It was too strong for me. It was too strong. And if you slow that clip down, you'll see that I did lose my glasses. You'll see them be sucked into the back of the abduction zone. They were abducted right here. They fly back behind the wall.
I've never been on that ride, and I just... That's a
Can we... Picture. Is there a way to zoom in on my face? I was being sucked off by the abduction zone. I went splat.
Did you feel sick at all?
No. I felt
sick.
That's
a superpower.
But I actually...
You're telling me... I'm looking at this image, you felt safe. In that moment, you felt safe. Being slammed back, your cheeks being sucked off your face, you're feeling safe.
I'm feeling safe. There's something about... there's something about...
You feel like a baby wrapped in a blanket right there.
Yeah, Brooke, I did.
That's a superpower.
Yeah, Brooke, I did.
That's a superpower.
I feel safe. I feel safe on the abduction zone ride, being manned by an 11-year-old. And I'm proud to say it.
For you.
I was sucked off by the abduction zone ride at the OC Fair, and I'm proud.
I'm ugly, and I'm proud.
Yep.
Yep. I love it, Connor.
I love it. If anyone finds my glasses...
You do look like a blobfish right there.
I was being sucked and fucked, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's giving blobfish.
Brooke, I
love that you're just like completely like just letting it take you. Complete surrender, arms up.
Brooke, at that point, what was I to do? Someone else commented that on the
legs spread open
on that TikTok. They go, you went dough. And I go, and what was I supposed to do?
What you other option did too. I have?
You would do it too for a check.
You really look like you are just like open to anything that may come your way right now. Like that is the most vulnerable position anyone can be in. You're starfishing.
And you would be too. And how do you think we feel?
We need that image on like on a tee.
I look like that girl.
You know what? That's a meme.
I look like why you shouldn't try weed. Like it looked like one of those infomercials, or like the girl in the Capri Sun commercial after you like drank the Capri Sun and she's...
I mean, it's literally just like a classic. Like you could pair that with anything, like one hit of my binky. Hi, Dad. Alone. It is.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Your binky. It also
really
looks
good.
Like, it also looks like that one. Oh my God! Someone please make this edit. Dun 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 dun. Into space.
What is that one?
Oh my! I don't know what it was called, but it's shooting stars.
I believe you.
Oh, we've got to get that. We have to make that edit. Oh, that's so funny.
I love it, Connor. It looks like you had a great time.
Oh my God, I can't explain. There's something that the fair, I think it's like just knowing that you might die at any moment. Mm-hmm. It's the sound. Hold that thought. And they're spinning past the Colosseum. You also have to listen. You have to listen to these girls when I went doe. I went doe. And then everybody, there was a group of teenagers on the other side looking at me. And I was like, I'm not scared to be who I am in front of you. And then guess what? The centrifugals put me in my place. Because listen to their life. You have to hear the teens. Are we able to? Okay, don't laugh on this one. Do not laugh. We can skirt right past that. I just wanted to show everybody that I'm okay. Listen when I hit and listen to the sound of the teens. Okay, everyone.
These are the teens that are in the ride or that are operating the ride? Okay, they're looking at you.
The teen operating the ride was not.
Okay.
They started
screaming.
Laughing.
Oh, laughing
not one
at
person,
you?
Not one person said, hey, is he okay? No one says that.
Is not everyone doing what you did?
No, they're sitting, you sit flat. That's
okay.
And the abduction zone, Brooke, can we go back to the middle where I'm standing vertical? Brooke, it's that right? Go a little bit further. The force is so strong that I was standing vertically. It's going at full force. Everyone else is laying against the wall.
Oh, I don't think I realized that.
Yeah. Then it starts to suck. Then it starts to really suck.
Okay.
Right here. And
so
then
you
I'm
were
like,
actually having a different
bend,
experience than everyone else.
Brooke, I was standing like this, but I would be like this.
I'm a, yeah, I get yeah. that. Kind of like the zero gravity plane that we went on.
The centrifugals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Connor, I love it. Did you see Megan Fox at the OC Fair?
No, I didn't know to look out for anyone.
You wouldn't think that she
No, but a
there.
Lot of celebs go down to the OC Fair, but I know that she got her shit rocked.
Oh, I thought that someone else got their shit rocked because Machine Gun Kelly punched him in the throat.
Well, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's night at the OC Fair got chaotic as an alleged attacker tried to punch MGK at what seems like the House of Mirrors. That would scare the shit. I bet he punched MGK because he scared the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. I would punch him too if I was in the House of Mirrors and a ghoul appeared behind me.
Not to mention like 10 of them looking at you.
Yeah. So here's the clip if you're watching. Yeah. So we don't see the guy hit MGK, right. But we do see MGK's bodyguard make Megan Fox go, doe.
Yeah.
Like me in the abduction zone.
And we have everyone filming from behind, which is sweet.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh my God. Were they going into the abduction zone?
No, it looks like they're going into the zipper.
Nah. That's
oh, they're the going into the
zone.
Abduction zone. Can Ooh. You imagine if they were on the abduction zone with you?
I'll tell you what, MGK could never do what I did in the abduction
no.
zone.
I don't think anyone could, really, quite frankly.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
And that's why, like, a rectangle is a square, but a square is not a rectangle. I could do what MGK does, but he could never do what I do on the abduction zone.
Very cool. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So yeah, OC Fair was great. Uh-huh.
So you had a blast this weekend.
Yeah, and then that was it. It was a weekend that I don't necessarily feel recharged, but I feel ready to relax.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. That sounds like a very fun, wholesome.
It was great. It was a good weekend.
Just like embracing your inner.
Now, Brooke, everybody's
child.
Wondering.
Yeah.
Our DMs, our live feed is being inundated. It's being flooded with questions. How was your weekend?
Connor, I am glad you asked. It's been a minute. My weekend was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing much. I went to see a movie.
You went to see that little indie film, right?
I went to see a movie.
Independently.
I went to see a movie on Thursday night.
The Thursday.
It was a big event because we had gotten tickets a very long time ago for this movie for my friend's birthday, which was on that Thursday night. And this was Megan. Megan was so excited for this movie.
Yeah.
Like had made it her whole personality. It's all she wanted for her birthday was to see this movie. And we could only get tickets for the 10:30 p.m. showing, sure. which was past everybody's bedtime in the group that was going to see the movie. So, you know, we're all kind of eyes half closed, but, you know, pulling together.
That sucks, too, with movies now that are 3 hours long. It's like, oh, you're going to go see the 10:20 showing? You're seeing the sunrise
as well.
You'll
be out till 2, right? Yeah. So we had the group kind of like eyes closed, wandering into the theater at 10:30. There was a group of people in our seats.
Oh, no.
So I pull out my phone and I say, hey, I'm K3. Here's my ticket. It says K3. And this girl is giving me attitude and says, so is mine. Okay?
Oh, no.
Hers is K3 as well. But mine, Connor, is through the AMC app. Because as we know, I am an AMC A-list member. I have been a dedicated member for over a year now. Okay? I use exclusively through the app and support them directly. This girl got it through third party. Okay? And that whole row had gotten it through a third party where my whole group are AMC A-list members. We go to the check.
And there's no flight, there's no flight attendant there in the theater to be like, we're going to move you guys 100%. Around. We're going to make this work.
We go to the customer service desk. They come into
Where's
the theater.
Where's my seat?
I'm all alone. We go to the customer service. We bring two managers into the theater. They go, sorry, nothing we can do. They got here first, which is a joke because that's just like a shit policy. They got here first and they get to see the movie and we don't. We're AMC A-list members, which by the way, and I said this, I'm canceling. I'm not going to cancel.
No.
But I, out of anger and rage, I did say that in that moment.
I'm going to call your boss. Better yet, I'm going to write a letter.
So Megan, at this point, hysterically sobbing to a point I've never seen anyone sob this way. Yeah, she was really
Megan
looking forward to this
Megan
movie.
Megan should never cry.
And so we're at the, like, in line at the customer service, and Megan is crying into someone's shoulder, someone who did not come with us to the movies, but somebody who also had been double booked by AMC at this
time. How
many
people did they double
book? A lot of people. Line almost out the door to customer service due to double booking.
I didn't know you could get movie theater tickets from a third party.
They should have been escorted out of the premises immediately.
What, did they get on StubHub?
I don't, like, some party, some website that I have never even seen. And I know a lot of websites. No, Connor, one that you've never heard of, I've never heard of, whatever. So,
like, Scott, no one's
Connor,
scalping movie
know.
Tickets.
I don't know. I don't have the
I'm
answer.
I'm confused.
So Megan's crying to this person's shoulder. I look at this person and I say, I don't know this person, but I have seen this person before.
Sure.
It ended up being Frankie Grande. Oh. Which was super interesting. That's Ariana Grande's brother.
How did you see Frankie Grande and say, I don't know who this is?
I didn't. I knew I had seen this person, but yeah. I couldn't place it. And that was the day that all that Ariana drama was going on. Yeah. So I bet he had had kind of a day. So he was going through the ringer because that whole day of drama
he
with his sister.
Like one...
And then to top it all off, cherry on top, he was double booked for the movie.
Oh.
You don't double book Frankie Grande. Okay?
Well, if he's figuring out, at least you get to, like, let him lead the charge. He feels like someone that would, like, move the needle. He also looks like that one female soccer player.
I only know Mia Hamm right now. Same that's all man. I can do for you.
Like, the one on the right, I was like, oh, that's her.
Okay.
Anyways, keep going.
So we get two options for what we how we want to proceed. We can either see the 11:45 showing.
So sorry. They're the same person.
Yeah, no, you're good. We can either see the 11:45 showing in the third row.
Yeah.
Or go home and come back another day. I had my fingers crossed for go home and come back another day. That's not what Megan wanted to do, and that's fine because it was her birthday.
Right.
So I say, okay, I guess I'll take a gummy, which I don't know why I did because we know I can't take gummies. But every time- when
A weed
been,
gummy?
A weed gummy. And every time it's been like a few months since I've taken my last gummy and had an incident, I think this time it'll be fine. The definition of
insanity
is when you
do the same
something
thing
the,
over
the same
and
thing
over,
over and over again, expecting
a different result.
So, Connor,
we
I had
that
taken
verbatim,
a gummy.
Both of
yeah,
us.
By the time I get into my seat for the 11:45 showing,
gas leak,
complete gas leak, slipping in and out of consciousness as well due to the time. Okay, so I'm alternating between being out cold,
yeah,
and complete gas leakage in the third row.
Right.
I had fallen asleep permanently during the trailers yeah. of this film. I ended up having to be escorted home.
By who?
A few seconds.
Frankie Grande?
No, by friend Channing, who was having diarrhea. So I don't know if she wants me right. to say that.
I'm,
so
sure,
she
I'm
also,
sure.
So she also had to go home. So.
Well, guess what? She can tell us if she wants you to say that or not, if she listens.
Totally.
That'll be her.
But, yeah. So we had both due to seasickness. Right. Had to be escorted home from
well,
that.
Well, there was a gas leak
from that
the theater
film.
Too.
There was a gas leak in the theater in the
you
third
guys
row.
Just got out.
So that was awesome. I got home at around 3 that night. Mm. Yeah. I'm exaggerating. It was like 1:30, but it felt late. So that was fun. And then I also went to a concert, which was incredible. I went to go see Darren Criss. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't.
Okay. He's known for, this was his original thing, is being, I think this is really the first thing that went like viral on YouTube. It's called A Harry Potter Musical by just this group of theater kids. They were theater majors at University of Michigan, and they just wrote this show and they wrote the music too. They just turned Harry Potter into a musical and it just went so viral.
I'm sure.
And it is so incredible. And they became a theater group called Star Kid and, you know, they're so amazing. And that's what got him on the TV show that he was on.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I really do think, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that really is like the first thing that went viral. One of the, like, the first, not first thing, but like first create, I don't
that,
know.
That like moved the needle.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, it was one of the needle movers.
Because the first.
I'm sure the first thing I know is like that Muffins video that went viral.
I was thinking the sock puppets.
Oh, yeah. The Harry Potter sock yeah. puppets. But I think this Ooh. Is the first like. Ooh. I don't know, people, I don't know. One of the first things. Anyway, it's just, it is so, so good. And he sung that with the other members of
Star
Kid.
Cool.
And I was just kind of like.
Is that at the Hollywood Bowl?
No, it was at the Ford, which is like, it's across the street from the Hollywood Bowl, and it's this tiny little venue, and it's so gorgeous.
I was looking at your picture, and yeah. I was like, that doesn't look it's like the Hollywood, so like miniature gorgeous. Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, it was a miniature Hollywood
Bowl. Oh, how cool is that?
It was spectacular, and so he sung that. He sung stuff from the TV show he was on, and I didn't know, because I'm a bad fan. He has, like, new music, which was also incredible. It's cool to be at the age where, like, you can appreciate going to a concert to hear new music.
Yeah.
Because I used to only go to concerts to hear the music that I already knew by heart. And now it's cool to be like, oh, I don't know this song. I like it.
That's funny, too, because when I saw Midland this weekend, yeah. they did a bunch of new music. I was like, oh. And they played it all first.
Mm-hmm. Did you like some of the new music
that
you heard?
I did, but I was like, oh, I'd like to know two words, you mm-hmm. know? But this is when I saw red in my eyes, Miranda Lambert style, because everyone took the time when they were singing their new music to go pee and go get new beers and, mm-hmm. and stuff and take pictures. And I was like, ooh, if they're looking at the crowd at all, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like just two songs.
I mean, now I have just like a whole list of new favorite songs thanks to Darren.
That's good.
So, thank you, Darren. I love you. I had an amazing time at the concert. And might I suggest for anybody who's looking to kind of heal a part of themselves,
ooh.
Go to a concert of a person whose music is maybe associated with like a not like a sad time in your life, like maybe a breakup. Or something, and go with a group of friends and reclaim it.
Yeah.
It was so healing because when I was obsessed
That's
with,
your memory now.
Like yeah. that show and a Harry Potter musical, it was like I loved them and they brought me comfort in a time that was like a not great time in my life.
Sure.
But anytime I heard them, it kind of reminded me of that time in my life. But now it's just going to remind me of the time I went to a concert with my friends and had a blast.
That's
so if
sweet.
You're looking to do some healing, yeah. I would do some reclaiming with a concert or a musician that you associate with a sad time.
Aww.
Let's do some reclaiming.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it. But worked better than therapy. Really. Truly.
That's so awesome, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so
yeah.
fun.
Thanks, Connor. I look forward to playing you some of his music.
And I.
I can't wait to hear some of Midland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you'd really like.
Maybe we can exchange in the bonus.
It's so funny because I got... This girl walked by with a hat that said, everybody's drunk. And I go, need that hat. So I walked up and got it. It was the opener, Logan Crosby's hat. And then I post this video of me getting demolished on the abductor ride.
Uh-huh.
And he reposts it like, oh, he's wearing my merch. I'm like, you don't want like, I could have done something way better
different.
To like wrap your merch than get pummeled by it.
Were you wearing the hat when in that position on the abductor?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I guess the first.
Oh, I'm holding it.
Oh, you're
I'm
holding the hat. I guess it's not the first thing I'm looking for. I'll be honest.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. It was there initially.
And did it fly off by the time you got?
Let's look. Yeah, it seems to have.
Okay. Very cool.
It's wherever my I have it. Still.
I love that in slow motion.
Ooh.
That move.
Yeah. Ooh.
The thing about Connor that not that. Everyone knows because we're sitting down for the podcast, you can really move.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm really needing to heal my back so I can get all shifty again.
Mm-hmm. You're a great dancer.
I'm sorry.
I can't dance.
I just had a bit of a throwback. Do you guys remember Sh55?
Sh55?
Does anybody?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I encourage everyone to come to the bonus episode today because I just remembered something. We can't listen to it yet because this is going to be like a bit of a segment. But I'm gonna play a little song for everybody called Sh55.
I love it.
And the bonus, I'm really looking forward to your thoughts.
So we've moved forward in 55 minutes with no pop culture.
I really need to tell you something really quick.
Okay.
I just remembered it.
No problem.
When I, on Sunday, when I went to pick up my car,
yeah.
that where I left it Saturday, I do not recommend this to anyone. We've never claimed to be a recommendations podcast. But I leave, do you know where I leave my keys when I leave my car?
On the car.
On like where the hood of the car meets the windshield, there's a little slot. So I just drop them on the windshield and they fall into that little slot.
I don't know if you want to say that.
Anyways, I leave my keys on like the hood of my car basically. And I came back to get my car and my keys weren't there.
Oh, perfect.
And I was like, oh, I must have brought it. Did I put them in the house? I didn't bring them with me to the fair, that's for sure. And then a man walks out and said, are you looking for these? And I was like, yeah, weird. Where were they? And he's like, they're right there on the hood of your car. And
yeah,
I'm like,
where I put
oh, yeah,
them.
That's where I put them. He's like, man, you got to be smarter than that. You really shouldn't leave stuff out. And I go, okay, sensei. Like, why are you
teaching? Who was he?
Why are you teaching me a lesson? And then he gave me my keys back. He's like, you got to be like smarter than that. I was like, were you going to steal my car?
Was
like,
he just lying and wait for you to come back so he could do that?
I guess. Yeah. Like, I think he was trying to teach me a lesson.
I don't want to be taught a lesson right now. I'm exhausted.
Go ahead.
Tell him that.
Hand me my keys.
Yeah. Also, just don't take them in the first place. If someone's going to steal them, they're going
to
steal them.
He's trying
don't let it be you.
He's trying to teach me a lesson by trespassing on my property and stealing something from me.
Mm-hmm.
Backwards thinking. I do respect it, but hand me my keys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to share that because that was a crazy, crazy experience. But yeah, let's get into some pertinent things right now, because we can't even really say anything about it because there's no updates, because it's happening in real time. It's Wednesday today. Tomorrow's Thursday, but today is Thursday for you listeners.
Wow. So, it is wild how time works.
I know. It is wild. That's a great way to put it. The U.S. is holding its first ever conference on UFOs because we've absolutely demanded it, and the Pentagon can no longer refuse the masses. So I'm not going to get all, what's it called when you believe a conspiracy theorist on everybody?
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they're acknowledging it, so maybe there's something to pay attention to. It could be kind of fun. So in the bonus, we could watch a little bit of the live
hearing.
Yeah,
that sounds super
But watch this space. It sucks for the first time ever. We're about to be like the first podcast to report on the live hearing of UFOs, but it's happening in real time. So it's actually too timely.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I do believe.
I was going to ask
there's
you.
There's
got to
be some sort of life.
Do you have thoughts
planet?
On this? We're not going to go all Joe Rogan.
Yeah, imagine that there's also another planet being like, I wonder if there's life anywhere else and we're the life. What?
What if they were like, what
huge
if
civilization existed?
What if the huge civilization came?
There's so much we don't know.
What if an alien came to Earth and was like, ew, gross, what the fuck?
They'd
be like,
of course.
You're so ugly.
Like, you know what's so, like, speaks volumes to how beauty is a social construct? If we were to go, let's say like these are green aliens, the way they're portrayed in movies. Like, there's hot versions in their society. There's hot green blobs and there's like green blobs who are less conventionally attractive, but we would not be able to tell. So like if an alien came here, they wouldn't know that there's a difference between me and Sydney Sweeney. They wouldn't know there's a difference between you and Jacob Elordi. That is amazing. And ooh. In fact, I'd like to maybe be friends with one of those aliens who thinks that there's no difference between me and Sydney Sweeney.
That
just goes to show
this
you.
This is the pose I was doing on the abductor ride.
Yeah.
me when the abductor.
That's real pretty.
No, I agree. That's an interesting point. I've never really thought of that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to expand your thinking.
Brooke, 100%.
100%.
Can we look at what they're talking about at this live hearing?
Yeah.
Because they basically, I just want to see what they're talking about. So because you know what sucks, Brooke?
What, Connor?
TikTok's going to, we won't know what the big like viral moments were until TikTok tells us what they were. Because I'm not watching a whole hearing.
That's true. But in a way, that's nice that they can do that for us.
Okay, the UFO hearings. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. UFO hearings live. Whistleblower. So there's a whistleblower. David Grush says non-human biologics found at alleged crash sites. Former intelligence official says that information came from multiple colleagues, but couldn't go into specifics at a congressional hearing and to cover up claims.
I know that at a point in my life, I'm going to be called a whistleblower completely by accident, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to whistleblow something big by accident just because I'm having a conversation with someone trying to make conversation.
Yeah.
Future whistleblower here. I want future whistleblower merch.
Yeah, I think I'm a whistleblower and I'm proud.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a whistleblower. Because
no, you don't want to, but I feel like it's in my future.
Or don't you? Because I appreciate Grush being a whistleblower.
I think it depends on what you're blowing.
Yeah.
Brooke, be a whistle.
We've always said that.
Yeah.
Can you blow my whistle, baby?
Oh, that brings back a sad memory for me. That
you
song.
You need to go to a Jason Derulo concert with your bestie.
I was just about to say.
There's a bunch of things that happened, I guess. And like what really drove this hearing to actually come to a head is not Grush blowing anything, but this crash that happened and there was actual photograph evidence of this crash in Vegas. And basically there was, after this crash was reported by this family.
What crashed?
There was a UFO crash.
And why have I not seen that?
I started following people. It sucks that conspiracy theories got claimed as like an insane QAnon right-wing thing because kind of they're fun to do.
Some.
Yeah. There's
definitely like a split. Like there's the...
Oh, right. Obviously.
There's the fun ones and then there's the ones that...
So we should all be able to talk about aliens and ghosts and ghouls and what chooses to walk among us. But so basically there was this crash in Vegas and right after there was something filed by the FBI to require everyone in this neighborhood to give their phones to them, and that's on file. And then the FBI went and put up cameras on the house of the people that had filed the claim of the UFO and who had caught all the footage of these aliens. And they claimed that they were putting the cameras on the houses because to protect them from the media frenzy that was incoming. But they took the cameras down 2 weeks after they put them on, which was 2 weeks before the news broke. And it was right before the media frenzy started. So their claim of whatever. And the family had said that, and they were a Spanish-speaking family. So when they were speaking, it was kind of broken how they were explaining it. But when they brought a translator there, the translator was able to say that, like, because there's no word for dissolving and like coming back, because in Spanish it came out as like the aliens were coming in and out and it wasn't like making sense, and they were like, they basically were like dematerializing and then coming back is how they explained it. And then they were like, we almost destroyed our phones because the aliens seemed mad that we had taken a photo of them, so they put up the cameras for protection for the media frenzy, quote unquote. But they think it's to like make sure that the aliens didn't come back, I guess. I don't know.
Would you be mad if like you went to outer space and saw an alien and they were taking pics of you?
Yeah, I'd be like, excuse me, I did not consent. I feel to like that I'd, photo.
I'd throw up a peace sign. Like, I don't get why they're always, apparently the aliens are always mad when someone tries to snap a picture.
Oh, if you think that, I wouldn't be like,
I'd be like,
before you dematerialize, can we do this dance real quick for TikTok?
Well, let's do a selfie.
Yeah.
Miranda Lambert style.
I need to ethically clout chase someone from a different planet.
Ooh, bucket list much.
Summer plans 2K23.
Love it.
Dematerialize with an alien.
Okay. So, that being said.
Yeah.
I think we're going to head over to the bonus.
As I've stated publicly many times, uh-huh. Brooke, please join us in the bonus. It would be so fun to have you there.
It really would.
I've got so many things on my mind. I can't believe this episode flew by.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It really did.
In the way that it did.
Yeah. And in the bonus, we're going to share some songs with each other. And, you know, we'll do the rest of the pop culture that we were supposed to get to but didn't, as what happens every single episode when we start talking about whatever for however long. So, all right. I love you guys. Please subscribe to
YouTube.com/@BNCMAP.
And that is spelled B, the letter B, the letter N, the letter C, the letter M, the letter A, the letter P.
Facts. And we'll have it in the description. So you, right? So we don't even fully have to type that.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And then close friends, subscribe if you want to. That'd be great to have you. And then the Facebook page is still active and ongoing. I didn't check to see how many people joined it.
Oh, we have so much to discuss.
Also, I've really never, I mean, it's been a long time since I asked for people to leave a rating. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and throw us a rating. You guys have abysmal numbers over there. It's pathetic. But we have almost 11,000 reviews on Spotify, which helps us on like climb that algo.
I want to leave us, and I think this is a good ritual for us to get into. I want to leave us with a Jeremy Strong meme, which, by the way, I didn't realize that like videos could be memes. I thought when I think of meme, I just think of picture. So what I did last week was just describe what a meme was in like a very long-winded explanation. Oh. And now I know, thanks to you guys telling me, that it's a meme.
Yeah.
Videos can be memes too.
Sure.
Okay.
Me win.
And also, I also didn't realize that all of these videos that I'm sharing are coming from one specific account. I just thought because they were all on my For You page, they were just coming from everywhere. But I want to give a special shout out to Sam Huberty too, because you are doing God's work with these memes. Okay, ready? This one is, when you see your crush at the bar, but you need one more drink for confidence.
I felt like trying to figure out, like I felt like the trigger was there and the firing pin was there, but it still needed a hammer as a catalyst to send me to do what I was going to do.
Yeah, and you always need the hammer. Uh-huh, yeah.
You always need the catalyst. And with that,
we bid you adieu.
We bid you adieu.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Love you. See ya.
This week on Close Friends.
I'm not equipped to work at a Waffle House because I can't stop a bar stool being thrown at someone else.
I used to fully think I was psychic when I was little. And I still kind of think my stuffed animals are alive.
If you need boots on the ground, Olympics.
If you need me, heels on the ground.
Thanks. And one on my neck.
Oh my God, I used to love Lana in high school.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you were depressed.
Of course.
Low iron.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.